previously on Bad Radio.
You take a club and rebuild it a certain way. You do not throw away the better parts.
You call them the better parts, but they haven't done anything.
Mike, I think that's truly sad for you to say that. I think that's one of the saddest things. They've won one playoff game in 16, 15 years. And we're blaming it on two of the best players on the team, right? You're blaming it on two of the... Are you blaming it on two of the best players on the team?
Two of the mentally sweet players on the team.
By God in heaven, you've watched the career of Jason Witten. You've got balls saying that. You've got balls saying that, Mike. You have got real nerve saying that. You have got nerve saying that. You have seen Romo. You have seen Romo run around behind a bad offensive line and get smashed. You've got nerve. If Patrick Creighton doesn't drop that ball against the Giants a couple years ago, Romo has pulled their fat out of the fire, and the team that won the Super Bowl eventually will be eliminated by the Cowboys. And you're having the nerve to blame this on Romo and Witten. That is utter unbelievable nerve.
H&R Block, never settle for less. I'm Michael Krennic, reminding the P1s to be one. Keep it on. Turn it up. Tuned in next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, my question, Dan, to you, if somebody called your wife a bitch, what would your response be?
I'd say, so you know her, huh?
You would.
Come on, dude. Are you that small that if somebody says a word, you're going to go,
you're an idiot. You are a moron.
If somebody says something, you're going to go punch somebody for it?
If somebody calls your wife a bitch, you're going to say you know her?
Who cares? Yes, it's called using a little comedy in the situation instead of your hot head and your fist, you moron.
Your way of doing business the last 3 years is utterly failed. You just got through making this statement. You don't know of that one human being that can be make the difference. Well, when are you going to step back and hire a general manager, a football man, a man that knows football, and then in turn stay out of the business of coaching this team?
Did you like those three Super Bowls?
You didn't
want in the last 10 years. You know how many people have won three Super Bowls in the last 10 years?
You didn't.
Did you enjoy those?
You know nothing about
football. I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Well, Dale, I don't know how much you know about therapy, but it usually starts by you telling me a little something about yourself.
I work at a college as a janitor. Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there, sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Is this Good Will Hunting?
No.
Sounds a lot like the plot of Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Anyway, my best friend is Ben Affleck.
Every day.
I'm Michael Krennic. What concerns Dirk about the Mavs tomorrow?
We're live and ready for the big event. Over 1 billion people are tuning in all over the world.
I've got credentials here, moron.
Jeez.
Greatest
right
hits.
About now. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Appreciate you guys joining us.
Today we will tell you what's gay or not gay. The boys ready themselves for the Redskins, and we take a trip into Bob's World.
Yeah.
Also, Jacob Kemp, Uncle Tom Gribble, KT, and your man, Donnie Dew. And now, two guys who would love to get that Elmo job now that it's open, Bob Stern and Dan McDowell.
You gotta be willing to pay the ultimate price.
Yeah. November 20.
Buffoonery.
It's November 20. 20 and 12. The Bob and Dan Radio Show. The Tuesday before Dia de Gracias. And here we go with episode 3314. The one with maybe Jake's finest open ever.
He's really digging deep.
Man.
I think that one might be 1999.
I feel like Jake needs...
Back when it was shocking I feel like at that time you might have been shocked that I said, you can go ahead and call my wife a bitch if you want. And now everybody does it, right? It's no big deal. Nobody cares anymore. Like, you, yeah, we know.
You claiming you're a trailblazer?
I think so.
You're ahead of the curve?
When
calling,
but don't you think
calling
that,
your wife names?
Don't you think that at that point it might have thrown you for a little loop?
Oh, it clearly threw me for a loop, if that's what you're asking.
And now Dion refers to my wife in that way.
As I,
that is Dion, right?
As I kept you at arm's length, despite the fact that our careers were forever melded together. I wasn't so sure at first. Unlike now, where, holy cow.
I was sure right away.
I'm
I
so
knew.
Sure.
You're the most awesome guy I've ever met.
Soulmates forever.
I want to party with this guy. Yeah, we didn't know
I
each
feel
other.
Like, I feel
I
like,
don't know if everybody knows that. We didn't know each other before they threw us on the air together.
Wait a minute. I thought you guys went to UNT together and roomed
and that's
your
another
roommates
show.
And stuff.
It's a totally different show.
See, I used to think that we went to Rangers games together and would
that's a different
sit in the
show,
press
too. Box. And listen to Terrence Trent D'Arby together.
But yeah.
Like, does any show make sense less to use a Terrence Trent D'Arby song to name their show after than Mike and Greg?
Greg,
that makes
for
no
those
sense.
Who don't know, is a guy who used to work here on the ticket
like
with
they,
Mike.
They've explained that story, that they got their name from a Terrence Trent D'Arby song. And I listened and I said, I feel like I understand the story less now that you've explained it.
They're called Wishing Well?
Yes, they're called Wishing Well.
Like a bandit stealing time.
You know, how long has it been since Grego was here?
2007.
The Patriots game of 07 is what I always associate with Grego leaving.
Yep.
It was that
You're so
Friday.
So sportsy.
Well,
to me?
I mean, you know, I'm doing a pregame show at Texas Stadium while I'm getting intelligence reports about what happened on the hard line that Friday.
Because it
so
was.
That's how those.
And that was my first postgame.
That was Wes Welker and Randy Moss.
Why? Because Grego bailed?
Right.
Or something happened?
What, he was doing post games with Norm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's how you took over?
So mm-hmm. You stabbed him in the back, too.
Sure.
Just like Corby.
Sure.
You have benefited from Grego's departure. Anyway,
I
met...
a cell phone. It's good.
I met someone at Guys Night Out, I think it was, or the last Girls Night Out, whatever it was. And they were like, oh, yeah, hey, good to meet you. Listen a lot. I've been listening a long time. Like, even... I remember Grego. And I'm like, whoa, you are a lifer here. Because I think that wasn't so long ago until you say
well,
it was 2007.
It was funny because
2007 doesn't seem so long ago until I look at the calendar.
Someone sent me a blog link that they wanted me to read about one of the bloggers that follows the ticket. What's the name of his blog?
The Unticket?
No, it's a different one.
Uwe blog?
Groobs is my leader?
No, it's not Groobs is my leader.
I love Uwe
Hi,
blog,
Kevin.
Don't you?
But his point is, like, he positions himself as a very, very big fan of the ticket, but then his blog entry was that he had never heard the term Motorcycle Grego before, which seemed impossible to me because that was so pounded into our heads.
But you have to remember, when we got here, when we started our little show, the ticket, that week, they were having the five-year anniversary, the mm-hmm. birthday bash. Now, summer bash, it morphed into.
Mm-hmm.
And remember how in awe we were of these people that had been working on the air for five consecutive years together?
Yeah, we had joined the Beatles.
But 5 years seemed like forever to be able to do a radio show.
Totally.
So, like, if you were a P1 day one back then, that's like the guy you're just describing, who's never heard of Motorcycle Grego, but he's been listening hard for 5 years.
Right.
And 5 years now,
like he needed the backstory on the premise of Motorcycle Grego, which seems like one of the most obvious things ever. But that
here's
leads
Bob's
us,
move. Hey, what's that? And then he runs away.
That's totally what I did. But the
Motorcycle Grego.
But that reminds me of, or that was brought to mind moments ago because Jake did something, and this we're going to get here eventually. First, I want to say Jake needs to talk to high school Bob. Because high school Bob would tell Jake, you're doing too well in school, son.
The bar is being raised too high?
Yes. My older sister.
Whoa. Hang on.
made the horrible mistake of doing too well in school. And then when she hit a few semesters where she didn't care that much, my parents got really annoyed at her grades slipping.
Dude, my sister did the same thing.
Like straight A's. That's stupid. If you're, and by the way, if you are a straight A student, that's awesome. Just know that at some point, if you ever lose interest in straight A's, everyone's going to notice. Okay? Now, the alternate possibility is, like me, underachieve in school, read sports magazines, fill your head with statistics and sports points that you'll probably never need in life, but just in case, they're in there, and daydream about sports during class, and sort of try...
Plan out your NBA career.
Get straight B's because you figured you could get straight B's by barely trying, and then barely try all the way through school and get B's and never waver from that because it took very little effort. You could read magazines and get B's.
You might even try the C route.
Yeah, straight B's, that's awesome.
And occasionally, you would pop an A, and the parents would be like, wow. What can we buy you to show our gratitude that you just popped an A? That's awesome. Way to go.
Right. They take you out for dinner.
Now, Jake.
When you get one A, whereas your sister gets one B and she gets grounded.
Right.
Or we have to look at her schedule. Are you into drugs now? What's wrong with you?
So the tangential connection here would be Jake, who in year one of running the board... really appears to be trying hard on these opens. Maybe he's not. Maybe this is half trying, but it sounds the audio he's generating is really rocking our world to a point where, like, wow.
I haven't heard that in 10 years.
He's doing so well, but you have to know.
Jake heard that when it came out.
You have to know he can't keep this pace up. And
I'm a gamer, Bob.
You're my sister, though. You're getting straight A's in year one. There's going to be
Bob's sister.
There is going to be a point here. Anyway, he played a piece of audio, which is one of my very, very favorite pieces of audio in ticket history. And yet, Donovan just heard it for the first time, even though he's been on our show for 6 years.
What was it?
Did you like those three Super Bowls?
Oh,
Jerry. In fact, please play it again after a brief setup here. Jerry Jones did shows for years with the Musers. In fact, he did shows for years with the Musers and with Norm. So when Norm came up downstairs to our station, he actually did consecutive shows. I think they would try to change up the day, but he did I don't know if this was like in the Musers' lawyers and Norm's lawyers had to get together and figure out who got to keep the Jerry Jones show.
Oh, my gosh.
When
it was
Norm
a big
came
deal.
Downstairs.
It was a big deal.
And
Norm said he wouldn't lose the Jerry Jones show.
So, like, the Musers got him like
I'll go to that crappy ticket.
The Musers got to keep him, like, on Tuesday, and Norm's lawyers got to get him, like, on Friday or something like that. But anyway, the Musers had a great bit where they would take calls for Jerry Jones. And occasionally a caller would take on Jerry Jones during the Muser show, and it was really awesome. And that generated this caller who wanted to tell Jerry to fire himself hire a football man. So I don't know how much of that audio you have, Jake, but let's this is probably 99 or 2000, about the time we started doing this ridiculous, hey, you know what? This owner is not a very good general manager. He needs to hire a general manager.
Right. That didn't used to be cliche.
No.
It was kind of new.
It used to be cutting edge radio.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's that audio again.
John in Plano, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you. Mr. Jones, with all due respect, sir, I've been following the Dallas Cowboys since 1960, and I can speak for 90% of the people I've talked to. Your way of doing business the last 3 years is utterly failed. You just got through making this statement. You don't know of that one human being that can be make the difference. Well, when are you going to step back and hire a general manager, a football man, a man that knows football, and then in turn stay out of the business of coaching this team?
Did you like those three Super Bowls?
You didn't
want in the last 10 years. You know how many people have won three Super Bowls in the last 10 years?
You didn't.
Did you enjoy those?
You know nothing about
it. I hope you did. I hope you did very much. Now, let me say one other thing to you. The day I stepped down.
He rambles on for another 30 seconds.
No, no.
Okay.
No, can you rewind that just
the first night?
Like 10 seconds? Because you. I don't mean to say this, Jake, but you might have just stepped on the gold.
Uh-oh.
And then in turn,
oh, he's trying to give himself a seat.
Out of the business of coaching this team.
Did you like those three Super Bowls?
You didn't
won in the last 10 years. You know how many people have won three Super Bowls in the last 10 years?
You didn't.
Did you enjoy those?
You know nothing about
football. I hope you did. I hope you did very much. And let me say one other thing to you. The day I step down is the day I don't have the football team. That's the deal that I made with you the first night I ever walked in here. I was, in order to do what I do, I'm going to make the final calls. That's the way it's been since the day that I walked in here.
Wow.
All right. So that's the point.
You know, Junior's trying to jump in.
Commitments that it takes to go out here and get the job done. What you want me to do is stand back and write checks. By the way, that doesn't work either. That doesn't work either. I don't see that working. Where's that working around the NFL where they're writing checks and handing it over to a football man?
Man.
What?
I don't know.
A lot of places.
Every other team in the league.
New England.
You want me to be an owner who, like, owns the team and, like, pays bills and...
Houston.
You know, receives the revenue.
Indianapolis.
We're describing an owner.
Denver.
Do you have
Baltimore.
Do you have a year on that by any chance? And how did you find that?
The OD has a bunch of stuff in here that's just not exactly labeled or organized all that well. So, but if you dig through it, you can find some gold. And I remember that.
You remember that phone call?
Yeah. And I remember when the Musers used to do that, too.
Yeah.
Little Jake with his lolly.
Yeah. My propeller beanie.
No,
with the Musers, Vote Musers pendant.
He was wearing
JNCOs.
Totally skateboarding.
Yeah.
Totally riding a rail and listening to the Musers. Man, that's awesome audio. I haven't heard that in years. Have you heard the phrase? Did you like those three Super Bowls?
No.
I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
We use it in promos.
Oh, my gosh.
We use that in promos all the time.
I had no
idea. If you're tired of intentional grounding promos, times it by 50 and then play that.
Okay.
I mean, they played it all the time.
That was my first
time
even having knowledge
of it. In the middle of segments.
Wow. What a great ticket moment.
It's the height of his defiance.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it.
The clarity.
Yeah.
Is true to this day.
Did you like those three Super Bowls?
It was like he was waiting for that call.
Yeah,
it was like he had that worked out. And that's like 13 years ago. And here we sit in the exact same spot in life. Amazing. All right. It's 12:30. Good job, Jake. Way to go with your straight A's.
Thanks, fellas.
Just know it all ends with C's. But straight A's in year one. Love, Jake. All right.
Go pop that A.
Up next here is, always do that, here is Mavs Talk next on The Ticket.